I was going with it.
Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
You know, my podcasts are important because I have the ability to express myself, what's going on around me. Truthfully, honestly, you know, it's a form of self-expression. Because somebody else could be going through this, and I'm sure they are, when you're dealing with insane people or people who are stalkers, et cetera, because this is what I experienced. You know, the truth is that when you're dealing with people, whether you know them or not, especially in order to deal with people, you have to know them directly. Yeah, you keep boundaries. You have respect. And in my opinion, it's universally known that if you come across somebody and you violate their boundaries, whether you know them or not, something is wrong. You're dangerous. You got to be a dangerous person. You got some mental problem. They should have the police, the mental hospital, etc. My experiences with individuals in my environment are that the perception is the people that follow me in this car and say things at me, and I don't know them. I don't know them. So, or in my building. What I mean that I don't know them, I'm not their friend. I never was their friend. I never talked to them. They just come around me. As I said before, that's hideous. That's sick. In my opinion, it doesn't make sense. It sounds like they got some mental problem. And, you know, because it's not only that they come around me, they threaten me. They target me. I don't know. So with that, the police, a restraining order, or the mental hospital has to take these people away. They have to. These people don't have no capacity to respect the brains or whatever. They don't know how to mind their business. They got some mental problem or some sickness that requires intervention. As I said in the previous podcast, if these individuals are not treated for a mental health facility or police get involved or something, they're going to be either, they can cause some heinous act or some crime, some serious crime, or be involved in something that's heinous sooner or later. It's proven to a fact that people with severe mental problems do crazy things, go up to people they don't know, etc. I don't like to talk about this situation, but it's important for me to do because in my environment, I have people who I don't know, who lived around me 20 years ago. Why are they coming over here? If this has to do with fame or the little fame I have, I'm not really a famous person. I don't consider myself famous. I mean, many people are doing podcasts and releasing music, so I don't know why they're coming around here. It has to do with anything I have or whatever. It's none of their business. They should not be coming around. As I said in previous podcasts, these people need to be locked up. If it has to do with somebody that I did know, meaning somebody that I met directly, let's say, in a center where I worked 10, 20 years ago, and I haven't seen them in a long time, or from my hometown, I mentioned New York State or Buffalo, whatever, and I haven't seen them in a long time, and then all of a sudden they come, that's crazy too. That don't make sense either, because it's like they're a stranger. It's just like a stranger. Something is wrong in this situation, these type of people, and we know that those type of people are. They have some mental health issue or some criminal intent or something. Nobody who acts normal would do that. So my stance is they need, somebody needs to get involved. So I have to call. I don't want to complain all the time. I don't even want to talk about this because I want to talk about my music. And I think that, you know, these people are exhibit antisocial personality quirks that are, you can say, dangerous. That's dangerous. That doesn't make sense. It's illegal. I have said about allegations of looking into my property. I did not authorize it. That is illegal. I have to get police involvement because if I find evidence or if any, because of the gossiping or so on, they can go to jail. It is illegal. It is no excuse. I don't deal with somebody who I haven't seen in 30 or 20 years and then all of a sudden show up. That means somebody that I knew. It could be somebody, you know, when I was a child and I knew them like when 1980, and then all of a sudden come out 40 years later or 30 years later or 20, whatever. That doesn't make sense. I would keep away from them. That doesn't make sense. That's not normal. That's abnormal. But I'm also dealing with people who are from Foles or Lynn or whatever. You know, if it has to do with me talking about this on podcasts, if they can hear it or whatever, it's still abnormal because I don't know those people. They're not my friend. They never will be. Or any stranger. You know, I don't understand why they can't keep away. We don't. Strangers don't go up to other strangers, people they don't know, and start looking at them or talking about them, following them in the car, or these alleged allegations, going peeping a home or something. That's against the law. That's sickness. That's a mental illness. That is criminal behavior. And the evidence has to be shown, so I have to get evidence before I can say that this is true. They need to stay away. I even have strangers thinking they're going to move into my home. That's not going to happen. Come up to me and think they already know me when they don't. These people have mental health issues. They need mental medication, mental institution, a locked facility. Okay? Keep away. I don't deal with that. These other people from Boseland, they need to move on. That's a long time ago. I am not their friend. I never will be. I don't know them. And then they talk about me, you know, trying to be like Obama. That is a psychosis. I don't know why would they say that. That is crazy. First of all, going to law school, if it has to do with law school, there are many black men and women, millions of black men who went to law school, not because of Obama, before Obama and since. I did not go to law school because of Obama. I don't know if I'm the last, but that has nothing to do with it. That's insane. So you pinpointed me because I'm black, because I go. So you're looking at my skin color with another person of a similar skin color. You are such an idiot. I don't want to listen to that. Not psychotic talk or deranged talk. It doesn't make sense. I didn't get into law school because of a certain person. I've been interested in law school before Obama. It took me a long time to get there. But that's not, I don't know if I'm going to be a lawyer. Sure, I flunked my exams. I'm going to do the best I can. But what I do know is that I don't want these type of people around me. I want people who know how to mind their business and know how to talk normal. You know, what I'm normal means, you know, the truth is there's no such thing as normal. That's true. And it is a such thing as stability, how to deal with people and be stable. So I say normal in terms of these people are unstable. They don't know how to respect boundaries, people they don't know, or whatever. Another thing, they can't mind their business, which is another sign of a psychosis of some mental health issue or something wrong with them, which somebody needs to get involved. Let the police, the mental hospital take these people away. Let them take them away. Has it to do with the industry, music industry? No. You know, you deal with people directly. They talk about Ice-T and all that. Ice-T, maybe he was around. That doesn't make sense. If they're interested in my music, I will deal with them directly. I don't want to deal with nobody coming around me saying things that don't make pertain to reality or make sense. Okay? Again, let the police, mental hospital take these people away. These people got severe mental problems. They don't know right from wrong. They don't know how to deal with strangers or people. That they need to be locked up. As I said before, if they continue to be allowed to do this by the society, the police don't intervene, or preferably a mental hospital, something bad is going to happen. They are antisocial. It's antisocial means they're doing illegal things. They don't know how to deal with people or boundaries by coming over to me, saying they're going to look in or talk about what I'm doing in my home or what job I have or whatever. Something is wrong mentally. Okay? We know that basically how you deal with neighbors or people at large, you mind your business. People who don't know how to mind their business have severe mental problems, or they're criminals or something. Something is wrong with them. That is a fact. If you disagree, something is wrong. You don't go up to people. You deal with people and there's an emergency or something. You see a fire, you see something, then that's how you deal. We are in the United States of America. We're not in no dictatorship. This ain't no anything goes society where you can just shoot at people or do things people. And these people act like they can just do whatever they want. This is not how you deal with society, because you go up there and put the people like that in jail. And these people exhibit these qualities of prison. I'm sure that they perhaps been in prison, have an alcohol and drug problem, which is impairing their ability to live around other people, or they have some mental health issues. They have to, schizophrenia, bank depression, because they don't know how to deal with people. If you live next door to somebody and you get, you know, and you don't know, you don't get in their business. You keep away from strangers, respect strangers. That's how you deal with people. When these people say things that don't pertain to reality or say things about me that doesn't, like the law school about me, I mean, that's crazy. That's crazy. Again, I don't deal with crazy people. Of course, I'm in the music industry, and in the music industry, you do have crazy people, but that's entertainment. That's where, you know, you're on stage or whatever, whoever, whatever, you know, whatever said or whatever is made with music or movies, that's totally different. I'm talking about everyday life situations. So I know that if I see somebody that I do know or don't know, I have to respect them. Even my own mom, you know, it's like I can't fly to my mom home and bother her all the time, harass her, and then, you know, that's not right. Well, it's just basic common sense. If you have problems with people it has to be direct. It can't be indirect. I even told you about the story about the parents who made him hate speech. The person who's saying I committed a crime, wondering what job I have. I mean, that's somebody who's got some mental problems, some criminal intent. You mind your business. Something extreme. If this has to do with this podcast or the music, I mean, then deal with me directly. Okay? I've already got issues with that, but direct involvement. I don't deal with somebody I don't know or come around and don't say anything. I mean, that's crazy. I ain't going to let no stranger in my home. I did not go to law school or to be like Obama. That's definitely the truth. Absolutely the truth. I mean, oh boy, I would be an idiot if I was to do that. And for someone to say that, I don't want to even come around somebody who says something so ignorant. That's an ignorant person. Well, again, as I told you before about the anything goes about the trespassing, there's a law of expectation of privacy in bedrooms, bathrooms, or whatever, you know. That's just allegations. Again, it's off limits. It's a law. is because we have to respect boundaries. People who got mental problems or criminals don't know how to violate boundaries, and they violate the law. They get sued, they go to jail, and so on. And these individuals that I'm talking about are headed that way if they don't get help by the police or the mental hospital. You need to take these people away. Good day, good night from Dove Night.